Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
In the conversation about police reform here in the city, a lot of focus has been on taking funding away from the NYPD and shifting it to social services and community groups so that experienced workers respond to issues in the community instead of a police officer. Well, the big question many of us have is, instead of policing, what can that money buy? What can it be used for effectively? Eileen Torres is executive director of Bronx Works, an organization that helps individuals and families. They feed, shelter, teach, and support our neighbors to build stronger communities. I asked Eileen, what are the areas that an organization like hers could make an impact in instead of policing?
So our workers would be better able and better experienced and skilled at managing behaviors that are, you know, show up in schools, right? So if we have a young person who has a number of issues or challenges that are happening at home, they may display behaviors, certain behaviors in the school setting, and you have social workers that are there who can help with that instead of having a police or first officer come in, and you end up with some sort of negative interaction between the two that leads to the young person's arrest. There's a better way to handle that in the classroom and in the school than having the police that's there, that's present. The homeless on the subways, this is the hardest to reach population, very vulnerable, very resistant to shelter. And so what should happen is more resources should be put towards social workers and case managers working with the homeless. It takes a very long time to engage this population, to gain their trust, and to be able to help them move from the situation that they're in now and then put them into housing where you can work on whatever it is that had them living on the street to begin with, right? And those are things that social workers and case managers do. Social services provide those services, not something that a police officer provides.
So helping place them in homes or keep them in homes also means you connecting them with other services.
That's correct. So there's for organizations like Bronx Works, we provide so many different services within the community that we can refer to other programs within the organization. And of course, we're connected to a number of other partners in New York City. So whatever services we do not provide, we would be able to refer to. We're not a behavioral health organization, so we're partnered with a number of other agencies that provide mental health services. So there are a lot of referrals that we're making between our agency and another agency to make sure that our clients are being able to access mental health services as well. Those are all things that are sort of all services that are heavily needed in a number of different communities throughout New York City. And so there has to be some funding for that as well.
Can you think of any one person or one family who has come to Bronx Works that you felt you were able to make a real difference for?
We provide assistance to over 60,000 individuals a year. I'd say that we've been able to, you know, make a difference in the lives of 60,000 individuals. It can be stressful at times because I think, you know, everyone wants to help every single person that comes to our doors. And so, you know, finding resources, and resources are scarce, right? Affordable housing is difficult to find right now in New York City. There's, you know, so it can be very stressful, but it is very rewarding. It's rewarding to see a child who perhaps was struggling in school, and our counselors in our after-school programs are able to provide the homework assistance that they need and the tutoring that they need to make sure that they're actually learning, and they're enjoying school, and their grades are going up, and they're attending. You know, it's always important for someone to attend school. It's rewarding when you help someone find permanent housing, when you help someone find a job, when you are in a senior center and you're able to make sure that seniors are not just getting a healthy meal at the center, but also socializing with other seniors. All of that is very rewarding.
If you could speak to the city council as they do their budget, what would your appeal be to them?
My appeal would be to please keep our communities in mind. They don't need more and more policing. What they need are actual services that provide assistance, food assistance, that provide activities for our children and youth, that help young adults find employment and retain employment, that have activities for seniors who are isolated at home, that provide nutritious meals to them as well. So keep all of those things in mind as they come up with a budget that's equitable, that's fair, that it's inclusive of all the members of the community.
That's Eileen Torres. She's the executive director of Bronx Works.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.